Well, here it is, Saturday again for I think Power Hour 250, very close to that. So I'll look back in the schedule here in a second, but that's we've done this for a little more than 5 years now. Ooh, believe that? No, right? No one believes it. Unless you were here. That started out when the pandemic, we had, I think, 8 people, and then it went to 12. That was a big deal. And then now we're somewhere around 400. It depends on the topic. If it's something about four flight, we'll have nearly 1,000. And if it's something like this, which is very specific, it could be 300 or 400 or 200. I expected a 200. Now we have 320 in the room already. So evidently something you want to know. We are in the middle of a CFI class. Oops, need to stop sharing screens. So let me do that. Just a moment. Okay, let me share back up here. Get this thing going. Give me just a second so I can read this to one. Okay. That. So the topic today is going to be this, but we're in the middle of our CFI class now. This is day six of a 7-day class. And day six, we cover flight instructor support pilot regulations. We cover a lot of the remaining parts of the fundamentals of instructing. And work on some scenarios within those regulations and such. So I'm going to tell you. I'll talk a bit more about that because I think it doesn't, to me, it's like wherever you go, if you don't come to us, that's one thing. You come to go somewhere else, that's all right. But the idea of it is if you see the structure of how things work, then it kind of can help you decide how you want to prepare for this thing. Now, chances are maybe you've prepared already, you're getting close, and that's why you're here. That could be. And in which case, I'll show you some tools and some things that can help because there are some rough spots in the road on this particular test. Okay, so let me go to this show here for a second. So hopefully we'll clear those up, and I need to get off that. Okay, show set up here correctly. So anyway, welcome if you're first time here, or if you've been here many times, you kind of know what's up already. Let's grab this share. Like PowerPoint likes to bomb for whatever reason, the first slide. So then after that, it's fine. I don't know why. But didn't used to do it, but there you go. So anyway, we're going to talk today about the flight instructor check ride. Now, at some point, if David St. George joins the room, please put it in the chat or let me know because he's does initial CFIs. He's also the executive director of SAFE. And so I have some things for him that I would rather for him to comment, or not rather, would like him to comment. So, let's talk about this. So a lot of it's going to be discussion. I do have the flight instructor ACS here, and I've annotated it, and you'll get a copy of that. And what I've done is went through all the changes between what it was and what it is now, and what you should be on alert for. Because some of you may be trained when there wasn't a CFI or flight instructor ACS. Maybe you did your commercial certificates or whatever you did when there was before. And that thing was because that thing was just released in December. So, and then you say, well, I don't really, what's different in it? Well, quite a lot. The way you did slow flight, that's been put in different two ways now. So in the flight instructor one, not the rest of it, but for the CFI one. So we'll talk about these differences and as we go. So let's talk then about what I'm going to tell you, why I'm going to tell this to you. So when I was a pilot examiner for the FAA, and I did about 3,000 flight tests. That's one too many, don't you think? It's a lot of them in 11 years. And of those, I was designated for pretty much everything. At that time, the FISDO was supposed to do all the CFI check rides, but when they couldn't, then they would designate someone to do it. And you had to have a separate designation from the FAA to do flight instructor. So for pilot examiners, you get the first one you get is PE. That means pilot examiner. You can only do private, sport, recreational. And then you get CIRE, commercial instrument rating examiner. Then you can do commercial instrument. You can do that stuff. And then after that, ATP. So you can be ATPE. And then, so I'd had that. And then FIE was flight instructor examiner. And that meant that I could do initially reinstatements, renewals, and then eventually they held that dear. So there were 12 DPs in our FISDO, and they authorized two of us to do initial CFIs. Everybody else, they didn't give it to. So there was kind of, it's a separate designation. It's not everybody has it. So when you're looking for the designation that allows someone to do initial CFIs, like on FAA's VP locator website, it's going to have to be FIE, Flight Instructor Examiner. So that you'll need to look for that designation. Okay, so that's what you're looking for. Now, maybe it's a little easier nowadays to find it, but at that point, you had this the search by the by that in your location in the term. So there's that. So that's who can do the test. And now, so then I did probably, I would say around 200 initial CFIs probably, and I. Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.